Welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast. This is the podcast where I talk about three good things. And with that, let's just jump into it. Today is August 17th, 2020. Today was the Democratic National Unconventional Convention. Because with coronavirus, shelter in place, social distancing, it means that not everyone that is running for the Democratic Party is going to come to a giant auditorium. Instead, they had a small convention of about 200 people that were mainly just press and direct family, etc., for the convention. And then they had video from other people that was sent in. And then it was put out broadcast style to the general public. So quickly going to talk about that as the third good thing for the day, but that is the big news of the day, is a Democratic National Convention just happened. And if you want to go check out more highlights, many people that you may recognize by name spoke, for example, Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders, just to mention a few, and then other senators and governors and political figures to support Joe Biden, who is the official Democratic nominee for the election in 2020 in November of this year. Again, if you're not a U.S.-based person, that's mostly maybe new information for you. But if you are in the U.S., please, please, please get out and vote. Mail-in ballot, show up to the polls, help out a poll worker if you can. I don't say this much on the podcast because I don't talk about myself as much as I maybe should, but I'm actually part of an organization and volunteering at this organization called Tech for Change, who basically helps turn red states to blue states by having volunteers like myself who have nothing to do with that organization. We don't get paid by them. We're strictly just giving our time to get involved with the political process. And I specifically am working on a campaign in Texas to flip that seat in that district from red to blue. So please get involved if you can in that capacity, whether it's helping a Democrat get nominated to a seat in the local House or Senate, or just do your part, which means get registered to vote, know where to go to vote, and when Election Day comes in November, or if you're doing a mail-in ballot, regardless, make sure that you are counted to the election. Cannot stress that enough. But just like that, let's jump into our first good thing of the day. And something that I've been doing more on the podcast and on Twitter as well is just highlighting great writers and great articles that are putting out fantastic content. And me, myself, I've noticed myself watching a ton of videos on YouTube. It's not necessarily mentally stimulating, but instead I want to flip the switch in my head and read more. Whether that's articles on Medium or reading long form articles on different publications such as The Juggernaut, I want to read more and then highlight those authors that I really resonate with, those operators and writers that can take complex topics and really break them down into telling a full story and informing people on a topic that they may not know a lot about. So that brings me to our first good thing of the day, and that is from the amazing Gabby Goldberg, who wrote a guide on how to build in public. So if you don't know who Gabby is, she's a fantastic writer who has put out multiple articles. I've actually featured her work on the podcast before. She's currently a summer associate at Chapter One Ventures, and at Chapter One, they like to say that they invest in cults. What does that really mean? Looking at their portfolio, they've invested in companies like Rome, Lambda School, Superhuman, and the article talks about why you should build in public. And the main couple reasons that Gabby states are it creates a narrative with an audience to follow and get behind, it builds trust and makes you more approachable, it builds your status and invites immediate feedback from your users who are following your journey as the product develops. It emphasizes an honest and hardworking company culture, and it attracts talent to your company. She goes into some success stories that I mentioned earlier, such as Lambda School. Another great one is the founder and CEO of Fast, Dom. And if you haven't, check out Suhail and Mighty, who basically, when he created the company, he put out a mega thread of everything that he was doing. And as he built out the team from 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 people, he put out tweets of progress, not only on the engineering side of what the different issues were that they were facing, but from that to building out what database they were using, why they were using it, to what was demo day at YC, I think spring 2019. How was that like, going up on stage and presenting what you've been working on? And that update of following someone's journey over time is something that you only get to see when the journey is over most of the time. You can see a book written about Apple and Steve Jobs, a movie about Apple's origin stories, a movie about how Facebook was founded. But what you don't get to see is a public record of how a product has evolved over time and how they've made certain decisions from either ending funding for a certain initiative or how they dealt with different decision calculus. And that thread is huge for how Suhail founded Mighty. But it's very, very interesting. And the article that Gabby wrote talks about just a couple of examples, those three being the featured success stories of companies that have built in public and done it really, really, really well. At the end of the article, she gives a little bit of a playbook on what you can do if you're considering building your company in public. And it's just a fantastic write-up from someone who I think is really, really onto something when it comes to writing impactful articles, doing the proper research, and just putting some good out into the world. Our second good thing is another company has entered the TikTok US operations sweepstakes. And it's a company you probably did not know was interested in buying TikTok. The two companies that were there before today were Microsoft, who is a behemoth when it comes to tech. And it kind of makes sense in terms of being acquired, or TikTok being acquired by Microsoft. And then the other one was Twitter, which also makes sense because they acquired Vine that quickly shut down. So buying TikTok would be a little bit of a serendipitous move, but also makes sense as Twitter previously was really interested in getting into that space. The company that has just entered the race in the sweepstakes is Oracle, run by Larry Ellison. And very interesting choice for them to get involved, but the founder, Mr. Ellison, has held preliminary talks with ByteDance, the owners of TikTok, and is now seriously considering purchasing the operations in US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand for TikTok. What's interesting is Microsoft has, well, beknownst to everyone, been the lead contender to buy TikTok since it publicly said that in early August, about a couple weeks ago. But now that Oracle has entered the fray, it provides ByteDance with a credible alternative to Microsoft, which makes it very interesting because I think the good thing here is having competition from two giant tech behemoths, Oracle and Microsoft. And it's very clear that if Microsoft doesn't give ByteDance, the owners of TikTok, a good offer, they could easily go with Oracle. Or potentially Twitter, which is not at the scale of Oracle or Microsoft, but depending on the valuation, the deals, the options, etc., now they have another competitor to be in competition with. So if Microsoft says, I want to buy TikTok for X, and ByteDance says, no, we want to go for a lower price or even a higher price, that competition of Oracle also bidding will hopefully get them a good deal. But now that there is competition, it just means that Microsoft has to be very strategic and could potentially lose out if they underbid for TikTok. So good news when it comes to competition. Definitely a player I did not see coming, and would be very, very interesting if this actually goes through. But at the end of the day, the good thing is competition and seeing where that is going to land overall. Only time will tell. Our last good thing is from the Democratic National Convention. I mentioned it earlier. It's a fantastic keynote speech by the one and only former First Lady forever, Michelle Obama. And I'm going to play just a little bit of the intro clip for you here on the podcast.
Hard time, and everyone's feeling it in different ways. And I know a lot of folks are reluctant to tune into a political convention right now or to politics in general. Believe me, I get that. But I am here tonight because I love this country with all my heart. And it pains me to see so many people hurting. I've met so many of you. I've heard your stories. And through you, I have seen this country's promise.
That's just a small snippet. Go watch the 20-minute keynote speech on YouTube at the link. Just a fantastic, fantastic speech from an amazing speaker, human being, to inspire everyone who's listening. And towards the end of it, she endorses Joe Biden, her friend, the former vice president, and just has key reminders for people to go vote. And that's how I'm going to end this podcast, is go vote, go show up in November. We don't need another 4 years of this current president. Figure out if you want to do a mail-in ballot, you want to show up to the polls, take the day off if you are able to, and show up, because it's so, so, so important that you make your vote heard when it comes to something so, so, so crucial to our democracy. And with that, I'm going to end today's podcast. That was another recording of the Three Good Things podcast. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy days to listen to this podcast. I'm so grateful that there are listeners that are across the world in India, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain, whether they listen to one episode, just a couple minutes of one episode or multiple episodes. Still, that absolutely blows my mind. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to reach out over Twitter. My handle is @SharduLGo. That's SHARDULGO. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.